Welcome to your AI podcast. Here is what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll look at cameras, sensors, and 3D body scans, all the tech helping eliminate blown calls from Ars Technica. Pokemon Go players unwittingly contributed to tech with military drone uses, also from Ars Technica, and Summer Upgrade Week from The Verge. Let's dive into the highlights of these articles before we explore them in greater detail. First up, cameras, sensors, and 3D body scans, all the tech helping eliminate blown calls, published June 12, 2026. This article discusses the latest technological advancements in VAR, video assistant referee systems, aimed at reducing blown calls in soccer. With innovations like 3D body scans and ball tracking data, FIFA officials are confident they can make more accurate decisions in real time, even for the most nuanced calls, wherein players are barely offside. Next, Pokemon Go players unwittingly contributed to tech with military drone uses. Published June 12, 2026. This piece unpacks the unexpected legacy of Pokemon Go, as billions of images collected by players are now being leveraged to develop navigation technologies for military drones. Niantic Spatial, spun off from Niantic, has used public geolocated images to train AI systems for real-world applications, highlighting the intersection of gaming and serious technological development. Finally, Summer Upgrade Week, published June 12, 2026. This article celebrates the outdoor season with various tech-themed recommendations for enhancing summer activities. From gaming handhelds to portable gadgets for camping, the piece covers a range of upgrades to improve leisure time, whether indoors or outdoors, emphasizing the role of technology in everyday fun. Now, let's take a deeper look at each of these articles, starting with the tech innovations in the world of sports officiating. Cameras, sensors, and 3D body scans, all the tech helping eliminate blown calls, published June 12, 2026. The world of sports has long embraced technology to improve fairness and accuracy on the field, and this article from Ars Technica dives into how these advancements are especially making waves in soccer through the implementation of advanced VAR systems. VAR, or Video Assistant Referee, has faced criticism for delays and inaccuracies in past matches. However, new tech innovations aim to change the game quite literally, promising to turn the tide on debates that have existed around officiating in sports. One of the standout features of this tech evolution includes immediate alerts to sideline officials for clear offside decisions, cutting down the time wasted on reviews. This shift is monumental because in past scenarios, play would often continue after an offside ruling until a major event occurred, leading to frustration among players, coaches, and fans alike. These innovations aim to streamline the officiating process in a committed effort to uphold the integrity of the game. Now stops will be more instantaneous, ensuring that play only continues when it's supposed to. The VR system itself has been bolstered by cutting-edge technologies such as 3D body scans and ball tracking data, which allow for an unprecedented level of detail in analysis. It's intriguing that these systems work so efficiently. They capture positions incredibly rapidly, up to 500 times per second. This frequency ensures a level of detail that paints a clearer picture than traditional video, which typically offers only around 60 frames per second. In a game where every millimeter counts, this advancement could indeed be revolutionary. The ability to analyze player positioning in real time fundamentally changes the stakes. Adding an extra layer of sophistication, you have what's referred to as a 3D goalkeeper view. This feature enables officials to see the game from the perspective of the goalie, providing vital context that helps in determining whether an attacking player offside has obstructed the goalkeeper's view or trajectory, a nuanced aspect of the game that has been notoriously difficult to adjudicate up until now. With multiple players on the field and a vast playing area, distinguishing the smallest of infractions within the rules becomes a massive task, one that technology is stepping in to simplify. The discussion around whether these technological enhancements are truly worth the implementation costs is ongoing and certainly raises questions about how far technology should wield influence over sports. There's a balance to be struck between human judgment and technological reliance that officials and governing bodies must navigate carefully. but with each new advancement, the goal remains firmly fixed on ensuring fair outcomes, potentially changing the dynamics of games for players, referees, and fans alike. The implications for athlete health and overall performance, particularly with regard to reducing contentious calls that can lead to emotional turmoil, will be fascinating to observe. Moreover, as we watch these upgrades being instilled across various sports, it prompts a broader conversation about the role of technology in athletic endeavors. Questions arise about how these systems are received by audiences. Will fans embrace technology that seems to take away the human elements of sport, or will they find solace in the fact that the outcome has been scrutinized more thoroughly? This evolving relationship may dictate the future of not just soccer, but all competitive sports around the world. Pokemon Go players unwittingly contributed to tech with military drone uses, published June 12, 2026. Switching gears from sports to gaming and technology in everyday life, we turn to the remarkable, yet perhaps unsettling, impact of a gaming phenomenon. The immense surge of interest in Pokemon Go, a mobile game that asked players to explore their physical surroundings in search of virtual creatures, has inadvertently contributed to the development of military drone navigation technologies. The article describes how Niantic Spatial, an offshoot of the original game's developer, has cleverly leveraged billions of real-world images captured by Pokemon Go players to create a comprehensive geospatial model, a 3D representation of the physical world. This data, rich with intricate layers of metadata and details from various angles and conditions, was utilized to train AI systems capable of interpreting and navigating physical spaces accurately. This merging of entertainment and advanced technology is a prime example of what we term dual-use technology, wherein seemingly benign activities yield powerful capabilities that might engage in military applications. A significant takeaway here is the scale at which Niantic Spatial operated. They gathered approximately 30 billion photographs, predominantly centered on urban environments, all acquired spontaneously by players excitedly immersed in gameplay. The fascinating aspect of this data is that it's not exclusively focused on capturing idealized settings. Instead, it showcases what the world looks like from many perspectives, with crowds, buildings, and even obstacles that would be useful for drones navigating through complex terrains. These images serve as gold mines for AI development, allowing machines to learn about the world in a more relatable and thorough manner. The implications extend into areas we might find discomforting, particularly those involving military usage, highlighting how applications of AI can advance both societal enjoyment and serious operational tasks. While players of Pokemon Go might have been unwitting participants in this tech evolution, it raises vital questions about data privacy and the ethical implications of user-generated content. What responsibility do companies have when utilizing the data amassed during engaging, casual, or recreational activities? How transparent should these companies be with end users? As technology drives forward, these conversations become increasingly essential, demanding scrutiny and consideration about the future of both gaming and broader tech applications. Moreover, the blending of gaming with technology, typically seen in entertainment, raises concerns about the extent to which individuals should be considered contributors to larger, often unregulated advancements. For many, the idea that their leisure time can be co-opted into serious applications such as military navigation without their consent can feel disconcerting. This intersection of gaming, data collection, and military technology illustrates our ongoing struggle with understanding and managing the digital footprint we leave behind through everyday activities in a rapidly technological world. Summer Upgrade Week, published June 12, 2026. Lastly, let's turn our attention to a more upbeat theme with the Summer Upgrade Week article, which focuses on ways to enhance our summer activities through various tech gadgets and devices. As we transition into the warmer months, it represents an opportunity to explore how technology can elevate our leisure time, whether we're basking in the sun, enjoying outdoor adventures, or cozying up indoors during a brief respite from the heat. from smart lighting designed to transform our backyards into aesthetically pleasing hangouts to gaming devices that allow for fun on the go, the article outlines an exciting range of tech enhancements for summer experiences of all types. For instance, who could resist the innovative idea of gaming outdoors with lightweight, portable handheld devices that can seamlessly transition from house to patio or even beach? This connects back thematically to the first two articles by illustrating that tech possesses the potential to enrich our lives across various sectors, from recreation to sophisticated technology solutions. Camping, often revered as a quintessential summer activity, is also subject to technological innovation. The article introduces a new portable light that's versatile enough for multiple uses beyond simply providing illumination for campgrounds. Imagine hosting backyard movie nights or facilitating impromptu game nights with friends under the stars using the same device. This creative spirit of merging tech with outdoor living sets an exciting tone, showing that our gadgets can indeed be allies in curating memorable experiences, forging connections, and enjoying life more fully. And let's not overlook the convenience of modern library services. While we often think of libraries as static places, they are evolving to integrate streaming services and provide enhanced digital access. As people actively seek spaces to cool down during the heat of summer, tech-infused environments like libraries are becoming essential for leisure and creativity, merging the tranquility of reading with the accessibility of digital media. Services that allow patrons to borrow ebooks, stream movies, or log in to immersive virtual experiences redefine our understanding of what a library can be, increasing community engagement through technological means. In a nutshell, Summer Upgrade Week invites us to rethink how we engage with technology during our downtime, allowing us to blend work-life balance with enjoyable experiences. Whether generating a little spark in our backyards or heading out on a weekend adventure, the article underscores the premise that technology can serve as a bridge to enhance relaxation and joy in our lives. Upgraded gadgets can elevate simple pastimes into extraordinary occasions of connection and creativity, reminding us of the potential for technology to enrich our interpersonal experiences. To wrap up this engaging exploration, we've traversed the landscape of artificial intelligence and technology, from the precision and accuracy of officiating sports to the surprising ramifications of a global gaming phenomenon. And finally, how technology can redefine our leisure experiences. This intricate web of advancements indicates that the fusion of tech and daily life isn't just about innovation for innovation's sake. Instead, it's about how these tools can fundamentally change our interactions with sports, our environment, and each other in ways that resonate with our everyday experiences. The implications of these discussions resonate far beyond their immediate application, calling for conversations around ethics and responsibility as we embrace this largely unexplored realm of possibility. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.